I backed away from the porch, hands out at my sides until I felt sure, almost sure, that Nahum Gardner would not shoot me between the shoulder blades. Then I walked as quickly as I could in the fading light up to the gate to get Hero and home. At the top of the little rise, I looked back and stopped in horror. Yes, the branches of the trees did move, and no, I did not feel any breeze. There might have been some wind down in the little hollow, but there could be no natural explanation for the faint, sick glow, a phosphorescence that hung over everything around the farmhouse. A light of no color I could describe, except that it reminded me of the strange hue of Nahum Gardner's meteor. A color out of space. I galloped home as fast as Hero would carry me, far faster than was safe. That was almost the last time I saw Nahum Gardner. It was the last I saw of his sons. And it was the last time I saw Abigail Nance Gardner as a living woman. I did not press myself on the Gardners the rest of that winter, though I thought about them often. On moonless nights, I imagined I could see a faint glow in the sky from the direction of the Gardner farm, but it was nothing I wanted to linger on. It was a day in late March when I received a caller that I had not expected to see again. Professor Duard Ellery of the University of Biscotonic.
Mr. Pierce, good morning. Could I speak with you a moment? Professor Ellery, we met at the Gardner farm the day the meteorite fell.
Of course. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, it concerns the Gardner family. Mr. Gardner and you seemed good friends when he introduced you that day.
I'm afraid we have had a falling out since then. In fact, when Nahum and I last parted, he had a shotgun pointed at my back.
I see. I have to tell you, you're not the first person to part company with Mr. Gardner in that fashion.
So I understand.
Then you've not looked in on the Gardners recently.
I've not seen them since Christmas time.
Then you wouldn't know. I have to say, I found the farm much changed since the last time I saw it.
Mr. Gardner's orchards and gardens have suffered a reverse since then.
Yes, I saw apples and pears hanging unpicked on the tree.